You are one of our first year of Causey Award winners. Congratulations.
Thank you so very, very much. I'm really humbled by this.
Well, the work you've done is just absolutely incredible. And first off, tell us what your day job is. What is your everyday job?
Well, I'm an attorney in the Ethics and Administration Division at the General Counsel's Office at USAID. And I just have to say right now I'm speaking in my personal capacity, the good ethics lawyer that I am. I'm not officially speaking on behalf of the agency. But I really enjoy what I do. A large portion of what I do is ethics related. I train a lot of our employees on the federal ethics rules and provide them guidance when they have questions. I have a wide variety of things in my portfolio that keep my day very busy, and I really enjoy what I do. I particularly just really enjoy the mission of the agency, providing foreign assistance and helping those around the world that are in need. That's really what gets me up in the morning.
Well, and two things. One is, frankly, ethics attorneys, probably not the most popular people in agencies, right?
Well, it's funny you say that. I'm at an ethics conference right now.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, yeah, I mean, you know, we may get that, you know, from the outside, but I think that our office has fostered a really positive relationship with our employees at the agency. And they do respect what we do, and they respect why we do it. And one of the nice things that we have to show for it is, you know, we're not on the front page of the Washington Post with a lot of scandals.
Yeah.
We have good employees. We have excellent training. And, you know, we're appreciated, I feel, anyway.
And talk a little bit about the challenges of ethics within an AID, because I've known folks who've worked for the World Bank and for some of the UN, and of course we're almost perpetually hearing about scandals in those organizations. USAID seems to not have those. So you're doing something right, right?
Well, again, I mean, I think it has to do with the strength of our program. I have to give a lot of credit to my boss, Jim Peters. He's done an excellent job running the program over the years, and he's really given me a lot of leeway to come up with new and different ideas and ways to communicate the ethics message. And so I appreciate his letting me kind of run with things. And, yeah, I mean, you know, we do face a lot of ethics challenges. We work with very closely with contractors. We do a lot of procurement. We get offered gifts a lot, particularly gifts from foreign governments,
right.
Gifts from people who we do business with. You know, I mean, the story that I always love to tell my ethics classes is we have foreign service officers all over the world, and let's say they get in a helicopter and they go out to a village to look at a project that we're doing, and while they're there, you know, there's a big ceremony, and the leader of the village wants to present them with a gift, and a lot of times it's livestock. A lot of times the gift is something that's living and breathing, and we try and help our employees know how to handle that situation.
Oh, my God.
Because
almost saying no, thank you, I can't do that, almost can create a diplomatic event in and of itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we really kind of walk a line between making sure that we respect the rules, but also making sure that we're respecting the people that we're working with, because, you know, sustainable development and really getting to know who it is that we're out there to help is a huge, huge part of our agency's mission, and we certainly don't want to cause offense.
But the reason you are being recognized for the Causey Award is something called Ethipedia.
Yes.
Tell us what Ethipedia is.
It's one of these great new tools that I've been kind of allowed to take a little a leeway with and have fun with. We're using the Wikimedia platform. It's basically an open source software that Wikipedia is built on.
Right. Same thing. If you've used Wikipedia, you've used this software.
Exactly. And I have to say I give a lot of credit and cooperation to our CIO's office. They were wonderful about helping us kind of with the technical aspects of it and building it. And basically our agency has an internal wiki called Developpedia, and it's to help our employees all over the world kind of learn a little bit more and capture some of that institutional knowledge that we have and help them collaborate. And a subsection of Developpedia is what we call Ethipedia, and it's an ethics wiki that, again, allows people all over the world to get ethics guidance, to ask questions, to share stories, no matter what time zone you're in. Because the majority of our employees are not here in Washington. The majority of our employees are in over 90 countries all over the world doing the great work that we do. And, you know, an ethics question isn't just going to come up in the Eastern time zone. So it really has proven to be a helpful resource for our employees. Now, it's you know, it's not our primary resource. Our primary resource really is our live and in-person training that we find extremely important. But it's a great supplement for those employees that maybe have a question that comes up about 6 months later after the training, and they can't exactly remember that gift rule, but it's a place for them to go to refresh their memory and then ask some additional questions if they need help.
And we're always talking about openness and transparency. This is a way, I mean, if being a journalist, if somebody has the question, there's probably 10 other people who at least have that question. And in an organization the size of USAID, it's probably scores of people who have the same question.
Absolutely. I mean, you would not realize how many times we get the same question. And one of the nice things about Ethipedia is we have a lot of real-world examples on there, examples of people who have gotten in trouble. Luckily, not at our agency, at other agencies, but have gotten in trouble for accepting certain gifts or being participants in certain particular matters. And it helps kind of bring it down to a real-world level. It's not just a kind of high-level rule anymore. It's an actual application to a real-life event. I have to also give a lot of credit to, we had a great presidential management fellow who rotated through our office. His name was Micah Globerson, and he really did a lot of the heavy lifting on helping get the wiki populated once we had the concept down. He did a great job, too, so I have to share some credit with him.
And the great thing, you had the opportunity to meet with Google and other organizations to talk about cybersecurity implications. Do we do this in the cloud? How do we actually do this? Which must have been, almost walking in other people's shoes, not your job, but got you to think in different ways, I would guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, I happen to be a geek at heart. I worked at a lot of dot-com companies before I came to the federal government. And so, information security and working with new media tools and things like that is also part of my portfolio. And yeah, we are tiptoeing now into the cloud, but there are a ton of concerns, with that technology right now, just making sure that it really complies with the federal regulations and the security rules. And so it's something that we're looking at. We certainly see the benefits of it, but we need to make sure that it works for us as an agency and as part of the federal government. And we'll take it one step at a time. But it certainly is a very exciting place to be right now. Being able to look into those new tools from a legal perspective and also sort of from a practical perspective to see where we can use them as an international agency.
How hard was this to actually, what kind of hurdles did you face? Because I know there are folks out there who are listening right now saying, wow, we might be able to do that, but we can't because, and there are all sorts of, bumps you have to try and get over. What were some of the ones some of the biggest ones, and how did you get over them?
Actually, there's three tools that we have implemented now to supplement our ethics program, but also to provide collaboration sort of knowledge management. And all three of these tools are low-cost or no-cost tools that other federal agencies can implement.
Remarkable, isn't it?
Ethipedia is one of them. Of course, it's based on open-source software. You just need to work with your CIO's office to ensure that it's cleared to sit behind your firewall. And then the only other kind of resource that it takes is time, someone to just kind of do the care and feeding of the site, make sure that things are running smoothly and answer the questions. The second tool that we use is something called Tips of the Day. It's part of the information security line of business that was stood up by OMB and DHS in order to kind of reduce overall costs for the government. USAID actually developed the Tips of the Day program, but the State Department runs it now. And what it is a dialogue box that pops up when you log into your network in the morning, and it asks you a simple true or false question. It provides you with a couple lines of text and asks you a question. You answer the question, and then you go on your day. The Tips of the Day was originally designed for information security. So those questions had to do with, if you're leaving your computer for more than 2 hours, make sure you lock it and don't let people who don't have access into certain areas of your building, things like that. But they were willing to give us some real estate there as part of the ethics program. And so we have introduced ethics questions now in the morning. So every couple days, our employees will get an ethics question as part of Tips of the Day. And again, it helps keep ethics sort of top of mind and remind people about what the rules are. And so again, that's a low cost thing that has been sort of blessed by the government, and you can buy into that if you contact the State Department, and you can implement Tips of the Day as well. The last thing that we did within the General Counsel's office was set up a collaboration space, and we've really gotten a lot of traction with that. We're using a knowledge management software that allows us to have our own internal wiki. We have an e-documents library. We have sort of a work process functionality that, again, allows our lawyers all over the world to collaborate. And it helps prevent redundancy. And I've already seen a reduction in sort of the amount of mass emails, you know, has anybody worked on this kind of thing? And people are now going to the wiki. They are populating the wiki. And they're using it as a resource because, you know, we have lawyers that work on Sundays in some of these countries. And if you're faced with a question that you've never heard of before and it's a Sunday, you're not going to be able to call back to Washington to get help. So it's a great resource for them if they're faced with something new. So these are all low-cost, no-cost things. You know, we already had the licenses for this particular software platform. And again, it was just a lot of time and effort and a labor of love to get it populated. But great ways to collaborate and share knowledge.
But it also sounds, and you've given credit to folks along the way, but it sounds like it's an environment where people are saying, I mean, when you came and said, okay, let's try this wiki platform, they didn't say, oh, no, we can't do that. They said, okay, let's figure out if it can work and at least try it.
Well, I mean, you know, I have to say, I work in an office of lawyers, okay? And so the word wiki is, like, completely foreign to them. So for a long time, you know, there were a lot of wiki jokes at the staff meetings. And whenever I raised my hand and gave an update on the wiki, people kind of laughed. You know, so I have to give my office credit. And no one was saying no. But I think a lot of people thought I was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, you know, I have to say, you know, my boss was super supportive, and the deputy general counsel, who was at the time the acting general counsel, was very supportive. You know, but there was no budget. I did have to work with the fact that there was no money. And so I had to find and kind of be creative these low-cost and no-cost ways to do things to kind of get an added benefit and value added in a way that I couldn't spend any money because we just didn't have a budget. So a lot of it was teaching myself the software. A lot of it was finding ways for us to kind of tack our message along with other messages that were already going out there and sharing space with others, and we were able to do it. So I'm super proud of it. I think it's great. I can't wait to see where it goes. We've only kind of been running these things now for about a year and a half in the tips of the day case, and you know, I'm hoping to really make this an integral part of the agency and our program, and I can't wait to see where it goes.